There was once a rich man, expensively dressed in the latest fashions, wasting his days with too much stuff. A poor man named Lazarus, covered with sores, had been dumped on his doorstep. All he lived for was to get a meal from scraps off the rich man's table. His best friends were the dogs who came and licked his sores. Then this poor man died and was taken up by the angels to be with Abraham in heaven. The rich man also died and was buried. In hell and in torment, he looked up and saw Abraham in the distance and Lazarus with him. He called out,
"Abraham, mercy, have mercy. Send Lazarus to dip his fingers in water to cool my tongue. I'm in agony in this fire."
Child, remember that in your lifetime you got the good things and Lazarus the bad things. It's not like that here. Here he is comfortable and you are tormented. Besides, in all these matters there is a huge ditch between us so that no one can go from us to you, even if he wanted to. Nor can anyone cross over from you to us.
The rich man said,
"Then let me ask you, Father, send Lazarus to my house where I have five brothers, so he can warm them so they won't end up here in this place of torment."
Abraham answered,
"They have all the stories in the Bible to tell them the score. Let them listen to them."
"I know, Father Abraham,"
he said,
"but they're not listening. If someone came back to them from the dead, they would change their ways."
Abraham replied,
"If they won't listen to the Bible stories, they're not going to be convinced by someone who rises from the dead."
The Gospel of the Lord.
We praise you, Jesus.
Glory to you, God, whose power working in us is always doing more than we could ask for or even imagine. Amen. I think you've caught on that today we are attempting a family Eucharist. From the very beginning, we've simplified everything for the sake of our youngest members. And now I would invite the very youngest to come over here, to not be in the pew, but to get up. Or I could come to you. So thank you for coming up here. Do you want to sit on the steps? Not really. So everyone who's young, I see someone back there who's young. Come on up. Yes, Hank. Thank you. Well, hi. I have a question for all of you. We just heard a story about a very rich man. What would you do with a $100 bill? What would you do with $100? We have a microphone so we could give you a mic to give an answer to everyone. What would you do with $100? Do you know? Caden, do you know what you would do with $100? Gosh, the 8 o'clockers knew what they would do with $100. Okay, watch this. What would you do with $100? Give half back? Well, the first answer at 8 o'clock is they'd go to dinner. Oh. You would take it. So, I'm going to keep the $100 since you didn't know what to do with it. What would you do, Ryan?
I would give the money to people that don't have it.
Wow. The sermon is over. There's nothing wrong with money. It's what we do with it, huh? We can use it to care and to share. You want to come on forward? We could spread out. Thank you, Lily. Why don't you sit on the stair? No. Okay. So we have money, and we could use it for all kinds of purposes. And something I want you to remember today is, how do we care and share? There's a very good example in nature of an animal that really cares about other animals. And I'm going to show you. That animal happens to be a what? This is an elephant. So an elephant lives in a herd of other elephants. And when they have a herd of elephants, guess who's in charge? Do you know? Do any of you know who's in charge of a herd? The matriarch, the oldest female elephant, is in charge of the herd. Elephants are really large. This one, of course, is not. Do any of you know the weight of an elephant's tooth? How much does a tooth weigh inside of an elephant's mouth? 11 pounds. That's a heavy tooth. I bet your head doesn't weigh 11 pounds. So the elephants in a herd are led by a big female elephant. Any elephant that gives birth to a baby elephant asks another elephant to help take care of their baby, another female elephant. So every little elephant has two mommies almost, a mom and an auntie elephant. Now, those little elephants are small. And some elephants even get sick. And when they do, guess what happens? All the elephants protect them. So if a lion comes, what do you think happens? Anyone have an answer? What?
Protect themselves.
They protect them. And you know how they stand in front of all these little elephants or the sick ones, and they protect. So here are all these big elephants protecting the little elephants. That's a lot of care. So in today's gospel, we have a very rich man who was walking along day after day, and he didn't notice someone. He kept passing by someone named Lazarus. And they both died. And that's when God helps us understand what it means to care. You're a good elephant. Now, if Jesus were living in Africa when he was alive, I think he would have talked about elephants. And I think Jesus would want us to remember how elephants care. Now, this is a special elephant. And I have a hunch many of you know a song. I hope you've passed it on to the little elephant. I'm going to see if we can learn that. Jeannie, do you want to help me? You don't know that song? Elaine knows it. So it's, do your ears hang low? Do they wobble to and fro? Do you, in a knot? Can you tie them in a bow? Do you throw them over your shoulder like a continental soldier? Do your ears hang low? Can your ears hang high? Do they reach up to the sky? Can they stand up when they're wet? Can they stand up when they're dry? Can you wave them to your neighbor with a minimum of labor? Can your ears hang high? Ready, set, hang low. Tie him in a knot. Ears hang low. That was pretty good. You ready? Can your ears hang high? Ears hang high. Do they reach up to the sky? Can they stand up when they're wet? Can they stand up when they're dry? Can you wave them to your neighbor with a minimum of labor? Can your ears hang high? You think you got it? Should we try it one more time? You want to hold it? But you have to hear. Can your ears hang high? Can your ears hang high? Mm-hmm. So the moral of the story today of this gospel is to not forget elephants. They really care. We can do the same. We are always invited to become more and more capable of loving everyone in God's world. And the elephants teach us a remarkable story. They're willing to die in front of a lion to protect the youngest. So thank you that we're one family. May we protect one another and share and give love. And we're going to continue to, that's going to be in your head for a long time. Amen. Thank you. I'm going to call you back up later, okay? You can go and sit in the front, and you'll be back up in a moment.